Berkut is today a quiet place, but its history shows that life here was anything but boring. Like many places in Transylvania, Berkut was founded in the Middle Ages by German settlers, later known as the Transylvanian Saxons. The first written mention dates from the year 1206. However, the region had been inhabited much earlier. Archaeological finds show that people were already living here during the Bronze Age. So one can say that Berkut has a very long prehistory, even if nobody was writing it down at the time. In the Middle Ages, the village developed as a free community with special rights. The inhabitants were largely able to organize their own lives, an advantage that was far from normal at the time. Nevertheless, life remained difficult. There were conflicts, taxes, and outside threats. Around the year 1400, Berkut took on its present form through the merging of several smaller settlements. The village grew, but remained rather small. Around 1500, there were about 50 households here, a community in which probably everyone knew everyone else, whether they wanted to or not. Like many villages in the region, Berkut was repeatedly struck by disasters. Several major fires destroyed parts of the village, and wars also left their marks. Nevertheless, the village was rebuilt again and again, a pattern that runs through its entire history. In the 19th century, a certain period of progress followed. After a major fire, the village was reorganized, a school was built, and the church was renovated. Agriculture remained the main source of livelihood. Fields, meadows, and livestock shaped everyday life. The 20th century brought deep changes. The First World War left traces that can still be seen today in the trenches on the surrounding hills. It caused losses, and the Second World War caused even more. Many men were drafted and some never returned. After the war came deportations to forced labor in Russia, confiscations, and the collectivization of agriculture. The population structure also changed greatly. In the past, Saxons, Romanians, Roma, and Hungarians lived here together. Over time, however, the number of Saxons decreased significantly, especially toward the end of the 20th century. Today, Berkut is a place where many of these historical layers overlap. At first glance, everything seems calm. But behind this calmness lies a history of construction, destruction, and constant new beginnings.